Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Citizens Council Forum. It's a pleasure to have on the program today Mr. Myers G. Lohman of Cincinnati, Ohio. Mr. Lohman is Executive Secretary of Circuit Riders Incorporated, a group organized to oppose and expose communism, and particularly communist influence in America's churches and educational institutions. Mr. Lohman, after a very successful business career, has devoted full time to the Circuit Riders organization for the past several years. And it's a real pleasure to have you on the program again.
It's always nice to be on with you, Mr. Morphew.
I'd like to talk today, Mr. Lohman, about several organizations which have been active for a number of years in this country and their role in current developments throughout the nation. One organization about which you have published a great deal of material is known as the Southern Conference Educational Fund. Could you tell me what the role of the Southern Conference Educational Fund has been in the current wave of racial demonstrations and agitation throughout the nation?
Its current role has been the same as its initial role when it was founded in 1938 in Birmingham, Alabama. And this is described best by the Senate Internal Security Subcommittee and by the Committee on Un-American Activities of the House of Representatives, which in citations have shown that the Southern Conference Educational Fund, originally called Southern Conference for Human Welfare, was ostensibly set up to improve race relations, while in reality it advanced the program of the communists. And its personnel, leadership, presidents, board members, not all of the board members, but some 300 of the board and committee members and public supporters have had their names appear in public print in support of anywhere from 100 to more than 100 communist and pro-communist causes as each one of these persons. The current president is just recently elected, a Fred L. Shuttlesworth. The communist press one week will show him as being from Birmingham, Alabama. Another week, he's from Cincinnati, Ohio, and it so happens he's from both. I don't know whether it's true this week, but until recently, he operated a church in each of these cities and a residence in each of these, and is widely publicized in the communist press, such as the Worker and the Midweek Worker, as speaking in race and race incitation meetings all over the United States. The executive director of Southern Conference Educational Fund is the Reverend James A. Dombrowski, a graduate of Union Theological Seminary, New York City, who, when asked whether or not he was a communist in hearings, of course denies communist affiliation. And I say it makes no difference whatsoever insofar as the security of the United States is concerned, whether James Dombrowski is a communist or not a communist. His record of affiliation and leadership in the Southern Conference Educational Fund and in its maiden name, Southern Conference for Human Welfare, is so serious that it doesn't make any difference what else he is.
Do any of the other staff members of this organization have pro-communist or communist backgrounds?
Well, it's a unique thing that the field staff members, one is an Episcopalian rector from New York, William Howard Mellish, who was identified publicly as a communist. He's a New York field representative. And then there is Carl Braden. Carl Braden was convicted in Kentucky for sedition. He was saved from a 15-year penitentiary sentence by the Supreme Court decision in the Steve Nelson case, said that the sedition was purely a federal matter. He then was convicted later in a federal court of contempt of the United States House of Representatives Committee on American Activities for answering or not answering and the kind of answers he gave on the question of communism and his alleged affiliation with the Communist Party in the United States and race incitation in the South.
Mr. Lohman, is there any evidence to indicate that these persons whom you've just mentioned have been active in instigating some of the recent demonstrations around the country?
Well, you live in Mississippi. I live in Ohio. These men agitate in both of our states. Carl Braden has traipsed all over Mississippi, inciting, organizing in the race agitations. James Dombrowski has been very active at Clarksdale, Mississippi, one of the hottest spots in the United States on race incitation. There is a long record, including a hearing in your state, on Dombrowski's relationship to Clarksdale and other Mississippi towns.
And of course, Shuttlesworth was back in Birmingham during the recent demonstrations there.
Birmingham Shuttlesworth, as compared with the Cincinnati Shuttlesworth, was the number two man, second to Martin Luther King in the Birmingham situation. And this is a heading in a Cincinnati paper, Cincinnati pastor named as head of Red Front. And when the Cincinnati Enquirer reporters called Shuttlesworth to ask him whether or not this was a communist front, he refused to identify it as a communist front or to discuss it, he said. But it is cited here as a photographic reproduction of the Senate Internal Security Subcommittee's citation, where it says it's simply an expedient for larger aims serving the Soviet Union and its subservient Communist Party in the United States. Now, Mr. Shuttlesworth and Bishop Edgar A. Love of Baltimore, Maryland, who was president up till a month or two ago, are not ignorant persons. They read the daily press. They have access to information from congressional hearings, just as you and I. And I am not saying that either of these men is deliberately aiding the communist apparatus, but it would be much harder to find types with reputations as clergymen who wittingly, unwittingly, or facetiously, half-wittedly, do more to aid the communist cause than somebody who can wear the cloak and the garb of clergymen.
You mentioned the connection of Shuttlesworth with Martin Luther King. Hasn't there been a recent development identifying a known communist with Martin Luther King's integration movement?
Well, I don't know who is a Communist Party member today or since the Supreme Court resolution. Because today a man will say, I'm editor of the communist paper, or I'm spokesman for the communists, but no one of them will say, I am a Communist Party member. So all I can say about this is the public record. In October 26, 1962, the St. Louis Globe Democrat, the Birmingham News, and another daily paper carried this story, Communist Revealed as Reverend King's Aide. And then Jack H. Odell, acting executive director of this conference in southeastern states, including Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana, was identified as a member of the National or Central Committee of the Communist Party USA, long time ago identified in a hearing in New Orleans as the head of the Communist Party, the organizer in New Orleans. I know some of the people who raided this man's room and seized his papers years ago and got the absolute proof of his party official position.
When he turned up as a top aide to the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, the Martin Luther King Group, he was using the name Jack H. Odell.
Well, he has a new name today. I don't know what it is, but if you're curious as to where he is, recently he's been dividing his time between Birmingham, Alabama, Atlanta, Georgia, and New Orleans. And your home state is in that path. I don't know if he stops there or not.
During his communist days, he was known as Hunter Pitts Odell.
That's right. Now, had Hunter Pitts Odell or a lawn cutter for somebody like Welch of the Birch Society been identified, you know, somebody had been identified as a communist connected with the Birch Society or the Circuit Riders or the American Legion, that have been headlines for 4 weeks about this, but only three papers carried the story about Martin Luther King's number one man being a second strata communist leader, identified as such in the past. And of course, they were very slow in getting rid of him down there. There's some claim in Alabama now, including a newspaper story about a week ago, asking for a congressional hearing on this Hunter Pitts-Odell thing, and why, as long as a month or more later after this story, it is alleged that they were paying his traveling expenses from New York down to Birmingham again, or to Atlanta, rather.
Mr. Lohman, thank you very much for being with us. Our guest on today's edition of Citizens Council Forum, Mr. M.G. Lohman of Cincinnati, Ohio, Executive Secretary of Circuit Riders Incorporated. Join us again next week at the same time when we'll be back with another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, Dick Morphew speaking coast to coast, saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.